Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Aspirational Blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at block level. Prime Minister to attend concluding ceremony of Parivartan Yatras in Bilaspur of Chhattisgarh this afternoon. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan launches Bhartiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bhartiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi. Polling for runoff between top two presidential candidates underway in Maldives. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle bag gold medal in the mixed doubles tennis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Aspirational Blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at the block level. Launching a unique week-long program, Sankalp Saptah, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the Aspirational Blocks program aims to enhance the governance and improve the quality of life in 500 Aspirational Blocks spanning 329 districts across India. He further stated that the Aspirational Districts Program, ADP, will be written in golden words in the annals of history.
यह कार्यक्रम टीम भारत की सफलता का प्रतीक है. यह सबका प्रयास की भावना का प्रतीक है. यह कार्यक्रम भविष्य के भारत के लिए भी अहम है और इसमें संकल्प से सिद्धि ये इनहेरेंट है, उसका प्रतिबिंब है. जब भी कभी आजादी के बाद बनी टॉप 10 योजनाओं का अध्ययन होगा तो उसमें एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट प्रोग्राम को स्वर्ण अक्षरों में लिखा जाएगा.
Prime Minister said the Aspirational Districts program changed the lives of over 25 crore people in 112 districts and improved the quality of their lives. He said ADP has completed 5 years and is an example of good governance. He pointed out that the Aspirational Districts program showed that if there is a focus on the basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved.
संसाधन जहां पड़ा हुआ है वहां एक्स्ट्रा देने से वेस्टेज है, जहां जरूरत देने से उसका अतिरिक्त उपयोग होता है, और इसलिए मैं मानता हूं कि हमारे संसाधनों का इक्वल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन और जहां नीड बेस्ड है वहां विशेष तौर पर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ये आदत हम डालेंगे तो उनको एक ताकत मिलेगी और इस दिशा में हमें काम करना चाहिए.
Mr. Modi stressed that the success of the Aspirational Districts program will form the basis of the Aspirational Blocks program. Our correspondent reports that the program witnessed the participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country in Bharat Mandapam. About 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat-level functionaries, farmers and persons from other walks of life, also joined the program virtually. Sankalp Saptah is linked to the effective implementation of the Aspirational Blocks program. The nationwide program was launched by the Prime Minister on the 7th of January this year. It aims to improve governance at the block level in order to enhance the quality of life of citizens. The Prime Minister will attend the concluding ceremony of the Parivartan Yatras organized by the Bharatiya Janata Party in Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting on the occasion. More from a correspondent.
Chhattisgarh's main opposition Bharatiya Janata Party took out 2 Parivartan Yatras across the state to highlight the central government's achievements and the failures of the Chhattisgarh's Congress government on various fronts. The first Parivartan Yatra started from Dantewada on 12th September and the second Parivartan Yatra started from Jashpur on 15th September. During the Yatras, road shows were conducted in various assembly constituencies. Apart from this, public meetings were held at many places. Both these Parivartan Yatras are concluding today at Bilaspur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Parivartan Mahasankalp rally organized by the BJP. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Union government is ensuring that no section of society is left behind in the journey of development. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,600 crore rupees of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation and Ahmedabad Urban Development Authority at Dragad Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Mr. Shah hailed Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the unprecedented achievements of the G20 summit, the historic Women Reservation Bill, the new Parliament building and the successful landing of Chandrayaan-3 in a short period of 3 months. The Home Minister also hailed the PM Vishwakarma Yojana for the empowerment of artisans in the country. Mr. Shah urged the citizens to contribute to increasing the green cover in the city by up to 5% before 2024. The projects launched today include the inauguration of various water supply projects, sewage treatment plants, pink toilets and foundation laying for the renovation work of 5 lakes in surrounding villages of Ahmedabad. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on the occasion. Later today, the Home Minister will inaugurate the permanent campus of the National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research, spread over 60 acres of land at Palaj in Gandhinagar. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan launched Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit aims to set course for a technologically enriched future for Bharatiya languages in education. The summit will encompass 3 pivotal thematic sessions with special focus on the integration of technology in promoting Bharatiya Bhasha, including its role in teaching, training, examination and translating educational materials. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said,
Bhasha, Sanskruti aur Sabhyata, language, culture aur civilizational link. Duniya mein shayad uski paribhasha alag-alag hogi, lekin Bharat mein ek ikai ke nate koi vyakti khada hota hai. Uski uchcharan, uski pehnava, uski samajik sanskruti ka pratiphalan hota hai. Uski bhaugolik परिचय का प्रतिफलन होता है. ये सारा विषय हमारी भारतीय ज्ञान परंपरा के हिस्सा है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें. स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahiseva.com पर जाएं.
From transport aircraft Gajraj to Indian pride Tejas, around 50 aircraft and helicopters showcased the prowess of the Indian Air Force IAF during a dazzling flypast over Upper Lake at Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh today to celebrate IAF's 91st anniversary. The grand event was presided over by Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangu Bhai Patel and Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, along with IAF Chief Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, also in attendance. The flypast illustrated a range of aircraft including Sukhoi 30, Mirage 2000, Jaguar LCA Tejas and Hawks, Chinook C-130, IL-78, AN-32 and MI-17 in vivid and varying formations. The spectacular air show began with a performance by the Akash Ganga Paratroopers team. The crowd favorite aerobatics by Surya Kiran and Sarang teams enthralled the spectators. The spectacular flypast was held for the first time in the capital city, Bhopal. The Minister of Women and Child Development is actively participating in Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, marking the 9th anniversary of the Swachh Bharat mission. The campaign is scheduled for 10 a.m. tomorrow for a duration of 1 hour. The Swachh Bharat mission has launched the Swachhata Hi Seva SHS 2023 program, which is underway from the 15th of September to the 2nd of October. The Women and Child Development Ministry has planned more than 29,000 events with an expected participation of over 15 lakh individuals. The drives have been organized through Anganwadi centers, one-stop centers and offices of the National Institute of Public Cooperation and Child Development under the ministry. Polling is underway in Maldives in the runoff between the top 2 contenders. The first round of the presidential elections was held on the 9th of September with no candidate securing the required 50% vote. More from a correspondent.
With no clear winner emerging from the first round of polling held on 9th of September, a runoff election is being held today in Maldives to elect the fourth president after adoption of Green Constitution. Incumbent President Ibrahim Soleh and Dr. Mohamed Moizo, who were the top two in the first round, will be hoping to secure the popular vote, which will assure the winner of a five-year term. Over 2,80,000 voters will cast their franchise in over 570 polling stations. Polling will be held till 5 p.m. today. It is worth mentioning that Maldives figures centrally in India's Neighbourhood First policy as well as Sagar Vision, while India has been the first responder for Maldives in its crises. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Colombo.
External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has said that the Khalistan issue is returned due to a very permissive Canadian attitude towards those who advocate violence, terrorism and extremism. Addressing a press conference in Washington, D.C., Dr. Jaishankar said India has flagged the issue with Canada.
It has come back very much into play because of what we consider to be a very permissive Canadian attitude towards terrorists, extremists, people who openly advocate violence. And they have been given operating space in Canada because of the compulsions of Canadian politics. It has certainly been a country where organized crime from India mixed with trafficking in people, mixed with secessionism, violence, terrorism. So it's a very toxic combination of issues and people who have found operating space there.
Dr. Jaishankar said in India, it will not come as a surprise to anybody if one tells them that there are people in Canada who are advocating violence, separatism, as there's a history out there. He said that it is very important that the U.S. has India's point of view on the matter as well, because Washington has good relations with both Ottawa and New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the incidents of threats, violence and intimidation against Indian diplomats and missions in Canada and questioned whether the reaction would have been the same if a similar situation had occurred in any other country. He said freedom of speech does not extend to incitement to violence. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, represented India at the opening of the 15th Tashkent International Film Festival, TIFF, yesterday. The Indian delegation, comprised of senior film producer and director Umesh Mehra and officials of the National Film Development Corporation. India and Uzbekistan have a strong tradition of cooperation in filmmaking going back to the Soviet era. These links are sought to be strengthened by the joint work of NFDC and Uzbek Films. Earlier, Dr. Murugan met Uzbek Culture and Tourism Minister Ozodbek Nazarbekov. Both sides noted the traditional friendship and cooperation between the countries and agreed upon the need to expand bilateral ties in various fields, including filmmaking and culture. Dr. Murugan briefed the Uzbek side on the tremendous growth seen in India's audiovisual sector due to the robust policies of the government. He offered India's cooperation in the sphere of co-production, shooting and post-production. India is also ready to offer training for Uzbek filmmakers and students at institutions like the Films and Television Institute of India. In Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle bagged gold medal in the mixed doubles tennis event. They defeated Enxiu Liang and Sang Hao Huang of Chinese Taipei this afternoon. With this gold, India secured 35 medals, 9 gold, 13 silver and 13 bronze. The country currently stands at the 5th position on the scoreboard. Earlier, India's ace shooters Sharabjit Singh and Divya Thodigal helped increase the country's medal tally by securing the silver medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team final. The pair played against China's Zhang Bowen and Chiang Rangxin, who won by 2 points after 6 rounds of a white knuckler match. Indian golfer Aditya Ashok finished at the top position in the third round of the women's golf today. There's a major chance of the country turning its kismet around in golf. The next and final round is listed for tomorrow morning. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Aspirational Blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at the block level. Prime Minister to attend concluding ceremony of Parivartan Yatras in Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh this afternoon. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan launches Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav and Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi. Polling for runoff between top two presidential candidates underway in Maldives. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, Rohan Bopanna and Rutuja Bhosle bagged gold medal in the mixed doubles tennis. And with that, we end the midday news.